T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Rolling Stones, they are your artist of the day. By the way, Justin Timberlake tickets went on sale this morning at 10 o'clock. Mm-hmm. I'm broke.
Hey, speaking of being broke.
Keyword cash.
Exactly.
I did not realize when you merge with CBS Radio, you then do the keyword to cash every hour.
Every hour.
All day long.
So the keyword to cash right now is candle. Is that right? Candle, C-A-N-D-L-E. That's what it says here on my sheet.
You got the sheet. I don't have the
candle.
Sheet.
Text that into 72881 for your chance to win $1,000 in this national contest. You have until 2:15. Candle, C-A-N-D-L-E, 72881. Excuse me. Message and data rates may apply.
You were talking about the Justin Timberlake concert.
Mm-hmm.
We dropped $1.50 per.
Ooh, for crappy seats?
Nope.
Good
Section
seats.
121, row 7. That's pretty good.
That's not terrible.
Did you hear the other concert announcement today?
Mm-mm. Oh, Hell's Bells.
Metallica. Their World Wired Tour will be at Sprint Center March 6th, 2019. More than a year in advance.
I'm sorry, when?
2019. March 6th.
The album came out like a year ago.
I don't know. And we don't have a date yet for tickets to go on sale, but I'll let you know when that comes
Metallica
out.
Metallica in March 2019.
Mm-hmm. What's with these concerts announcing a year plus?
I know. It kind of bugs.
The Timberlake tickets that we bought this morning, he's in December.
Right.
Here's what bugs me about that show. I have a girlfriend who really wants to go. We're trying to get 5 or 6 girls to go. I don't want to pay for it right now. I'm just going to sit back. And I know they're not going to get any cheaper, but I don't want to drop $200 on a show that's a year from now. Hmm. I got spring break coming up. I mean, you know, it's just the
timing.
Well,
you're going to Cancun in a couple
weeks. Yes. So do I want to spend $200 on Justin Timberlake, who is going to be here in a year? I'm like, I don't feel it. I'm not feeling it yet. Uh-oh. I'll feel it later. I'm not feeling it right now.
You'll feel it in, like, September.
Damn it, Texters. The keyword is not nipple. It's candle. Damn it, guys. Come on.
You know what's funny is someday the keyword will be nipple and no one will believe it.
Exactly.
Candle, C-A-N-D-L-E, 72881. It's like dealing with children.
I got up today. I went outside. I fell to my knees because it is sunny out.
Mm.
It is warm.
Mm-hmm.
I swept the front porch.
Look at you.
I like started cleaning up outside. I'm like, it's coming.
Uh-oh.
It's coming. Spring is coming. I can feel it.
Uh-oh.
It's coming.
You know, we got a chance of snow later this week, right?
Now, I don't want to hear about your damn chance of snow, Markstar.
No, I thought it was going to be in the 50s and 60s for like the next week.
They're just saying there's a slight chance that it might mix.
Why is March always so drunk?
You didn't think February was drunk?
Well, February, at least you can say, well, it is right after January. You know, by March, I'm done.
Right.
I'm done. There's this one tiny little bastard patch of snow on my front porch. It's the size of, like, I don't know, 2 dinner plates, okay?
Okay.
And it just won't die. It, you know, it's in the shadow of the house,
mm-hmm.
and I walk by it every time, and I'm like, yeah! I do that.
Have you thought maybe about just, like, chipping it away?
No, because my luck, I would stand on it and slip and fall and crack my head and kill myself.
You don't stand on it when you're chipping.
I was looking at that thing this morning, and I'm like, can't you just die? It's the last vestige of winter, and I'm done.
Mm.
Please go away. Hey, speaking of warmer temperatures,
mm-hmm.
I don't know, super nice out over the weekend. Maybe you want to go for an ATV ride?
Naked, maybe?
I mean, I don't know if we'll have time. It was 42 degrees.
This is my favorite story.
Slight breeze in the air. Do you know that story has gone international?
Oh, yeah.
This is not viral. Well, there probably was something viral on that seat. This is an international news story now.
That's because how often do you have a naked guy in February riding an ATV opposite traffic?
Do we know who he is?
Naked.
Naked.
Do we know who he is?
I have a feeling we're going to find that out here in a few more hours.
I stumbled upon some cell phone video.
It's so good.
That was filmed by people on 435 as he was passing them. Here it is.
This dude is butt-ass naked. Holy. There's like seven more getting on the highway. He's getting ready to pass us. Dude is naked as
only in Kansas City.
Wow.
He missed a gear. Hold on, I'm getting out of these cops' way. Wow. This dude is going faster on an ATV than we can go on cars. Because we have so many cops around us. You hear it?
Yeah.
I mean, there's state troopers, KCPD, the sheriff's department, helicopters up.
Wow.
We were trying to figure out what was going on.
And then a naked guy comes on the highway.
And
I'm like,
then we see a helicopter bank sharp. And then we look over and this ATV's coming up on the highway. And we're like, what the f***? And then we realize, wait, that dude ain't got no clothes on.
That dude ain't got no clothes on. Look at him.
I'm not even mad.
Naked as a jaybird.
I'm impressed.
Okay. Let's just talk this out together.
Okay.
I do think, and it's taken some time for them to release this guy's name, which I don't quite understand.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he broke some traffic laws.
Mm-hmm. One or two.
Felony eluding, maybe?
I really am curious to know this man's identity for a couple of reasons. What are just some of the reasons, Rodney, off the top of your head?
Why do we go to him?
That one might hop on an ATV completely naked and ride the wrong way down the highway.
Let's go to our resident, the guy most likely on this show to do what this guy did, Rod Babcock.
Yes, thank you, sir. I will tell you, if he comes home before you're done, you got to get out of there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
He gets home.
Because, you know, you're with his wife.
Oh!
And he's probably mad. So, you know, you jump on the ATV and you go.
That was the quickest exit, you think?
Yeah.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Interesting.
I follow.
Now you get it?
One of
That's
my
called
theories,
jumping out the bathroom window.
One
That's
of
right.
my theories was a hold my beer, watch this dare between buddies.
Right. That's what I was kind of thinking.
Hold my 12-pack?
But here's the problem with that theory, Kara. I can see, after a rowdy day of drinking or what have you, someone saying, I dare you
mm-hmm.
to hop on your ATV and drive around naked. I can see someone doing that maybe in a neighborhood.
Oh, yeah, right. That'd happen. Yeah, down the street
on
and
the
back.
On the cul-de-sac.
Around
yeah.
the block.
You go down to that stop sign and back.
County Road Y.
Right.
Right, right.
I don't
that happens
see
all the time.
A dare leading to wrong way on the highway.
For 90 minutes.
That is.
No, that involves a woman. It's either running from her husband or she called and said, if you can get here in 20 minutes, I'll do that thing you always wanted.
Have you seen the video?
It's like, damn, the truck's out of gas. I'm on my way.
Everyone around the world has seen that video, Scott. This is not just like a Fox 4 blurb at 10 o'clock. This naked ATV dude is everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he's pretty awesome.
He's kind of naked and famous.
He's given me a new outlook in life because, and I said this to a girlfriend last night, I forever hold the motto in my heart because of this man, at least I'm not that guy.
There you go.
Like on your worst day that you think you have some kind of problem, we can all collectively say, at least I'm not that guy. He's the new fountain
okay,
girl.
Okay, you look at it this the wrong way than I do because I'm like, man, I wish I could be that guy.
No.
My life has come up short because I have never ran from the cops butt naked on an ATV down the highway going the wrong way.
Someone just wrote in, that four-wheeler will do 95 miles an hour.
Wow. Yeah. Oh, yeah. He's doing serious? It. He's doing it.
Yeah, they're fast. Someone else wrote in and said, hold my beer, more like hold my meth.
Look at him go.
Nobody gives someone else their meth. That doesn't happen.
Look at him go right by Worlds of Fun. I'm not even mad.
And they caught up with him, what, by a casino? You know, the casino's not going to let you in, dude.
Here. This is the video of the audio we just played.
Oh, it's hilarious. Yeah, they're looking out the back window, out the side window. I'm telling you, I've seen it.
He's coming down. He's coming down the median.
From the text line, he's riding naked because he can. Do you really need another reason?
It was a little chilly for Can.
It was 40 degrees out. I don't know. So what's the big deal, George Jones?
For those who don't get the joke, George Jones, an alcoholic, once went to the liquor store on a Ryder lawnmower. After his wife took the keys away from him for the car. You have to get to the liquor store.
You know, I love it that one of the news stations, I think that was a Texas news station.
He's so proud.
They're showing this guy, and they blur out, like, his midsection.
Just to be on the safe.
You can't even see it.
You can't even see anything. He's going so fast, you can't even see his little willy. Look at the police, like, I'll be damned.
You know those officers were thinking, please don't let me be the guy who has to tackle this one. Please let me be the guy who does not.
I do not want to be Zach Burns.
I was planning to do a couple of traffic stops today. Maybe a trespassing of private property.
When Zach tackled the naked guy and we're like, how long were you holding him down? And he goes, it felt like hours.
Forgot about that.
It's like it's a little cold out there, huh?
So, Kara, you will tell us the moment we know this man's identity.
Yeah. I have a feeling we'll see charges before the end of the day, end of the show.
This dude is butt-ass naked. Holy. There's like seven more getting on the highway. He's getting ready to pass us. Dude is naked as
only in Kansas City.
Wow.
He missed a gear. Hold on, I'm getting out of these cops' way. Wow, this dude is going faster on an ATV than we can go on cars. Because we have so many cops around us, you hear it?
Yeah.
I mean, there's state troopers, KCPD, the sheriff's department, helicopters up.
Wow.
We were trying to figure out what was going on.
And then a naked guy comes on the highway.
And
I'm like,
we see a helicopter bank sharp. And then we look over and this ATV's coming up on the highway. And we're like, what the f***? And then we realize, wait, that dude ain't got no clothes on.
Mary, Mary, you're on my mind. The folks are gone and the place will be mine.
This guy is a hit all over the metro. Keller just got out of surgery. I said, you've got to YouTube Kansas City naked ATV. She goes, already saw it.
It's kind of a big deal.
So funny. If you haven't had a chance, go to YouTube when you get a free minute. Not safe for work, by the way. And just YouTube Kansas City ATV naked. And you're welcome.
Looks like it's a little cold out there, huh?
Somebody said I should have driven by him and rolled the window down and shouted, enjoy your meth!
A story here from the Kansas City Star. It's from out of Fort Worth, by the way. Mac Beggs has captured his second straight state wrestling title. And once again, his state gold medal ceremony included a mix of cheers and jeers. Aww. on Saturday at the Barry Center in Cypress, Texas, the transgender male wrestler capped a perfect 26-0 season by claiming his second straight state title. You see, Mac Beggs was born a boy.
Okay.
But wrestles as a girl.
Okay.
Last season, Beggs also defeated Sanchez. Her name escapes me at the moment. I can't find it here. 12-1 in the girls' Class 6A championship. As a junior, he finished with a perfect 56-0 record. When he won that title roughly a year ago, her victory was greeted with a smattering of boos, but those were quickly drowned out by cheers. Beggs has previously stated he'd prefer to compete in the boys' division, but the rules of the state mandate that participants must compete against the gender that appears on their birth certificate, which is weird.
I just want to back up for 1 second here. Mac was born a girl.
That's not the way I read it.
No. Mac was born a girl.
Okay.
His parents remember him considering himself a boy.
Oh, I see. You're right.
As early as age 3.
Okay.
So he has transitioned from a girl.
To a boy. You're
right. To a boy. But because of this cockamamie rule that you have to compete in your own gender class, he's wrestling against girls when he's saying, I should be wrestling against boys. I have now transitioned to male. I should be wrestling as a male. He began testosterone treatments over two years ago, Scott.
Mm-hmm.
He began testosterone treatments as part of his gender transition. It, of course, transformed his physical appearance and added muscle mass. Since the testosterone comes from a doctor, it is not considered a banned substance.
Okay, I misunderstood the story when I read it. Mac Beggs, born a girl,
transitioned
to a boy, but still has to wrestle as a girl.
Correct. Which I would say, and I think Mac would say the same thing, I've transitioned to male. Let me wrestle as a male.
But he's wrestling as a female.
I think he should wrestle as a male. Look at them when they pull his arm up to say, you win.
He has underarm hair, which women would have anyway. But I mean,
but he is definitely, he's a male, Scott. I mean, this is a male.
So what do you do?
You put him in with the other male wrestlers.
Is it fair to let him wrestle when he's taking testosterone?
Against women, I would say no. Against men, once his transition is complete, I don't have a problem with it.
576-7798. Mac Beggs, born a girl, transitioned to a male in Fort Worth, Texas, but has to wrestle competitively as a female.
Look at the size of his upper body, his pecs, and his biceps. That is the form of a male.
That's what testosterone will do for you. His record was 56-0 last season.
He's good at wrestling.
27-0 this season. Won his second state title. Born a female. Transitioned to a male, but has to wrestle as a female.
No. Let him wrestle with the boys.
576-7798. 576-7798 to the newsroom in Caremark.
New calls for gun control today. We'll have more next.
You know, stayed up north over the weekend, and man, there were some icy road conditions. If you found yourself, God forbid, in a car accident, and you need to get your car fixed, remember the name Dale's Collision Repair in Blue Springs, because without a doubt, they are the best in the business. I've been out there many times. Dale's a personal friend. I've watched his crews at work. And I can say without question, without any debate, they are the best in the business. Their work at Dale's and Blue Springs, guaranteed as long as you own your car truck. So get it fixed right the first time. Maybe you found yourself on an icy road over the weekend. Maybe you found yourself, sadly, knock on wood, in a car accident. 816-228-1855. 816-228-1855 or online at dalesautocollision.com. Dales and Blue Springs, taking care of cars, taking care of you.
2:30 in Kansas City from the KMBZ newsroom. I'm Kara Markser. Families of gun violence victims speaking out today together with Democratic attorneys general from 8 states and the National Education Association calling for common sense gun control laws. Greg Gibson says he's been waiting for action since his son Galen was killed at Simon's Rock College in 1992.
I'm inspired by the kids of Parkland. I think they're bringing a completely different tenor to this debate. These kids have never known in their lives a day that the threat of school shooting wasn't present.
The president continues to advocate for arming teachers. One person is still in the hospital after a fire in Grandview over the weekend. Firefighters pulled 3 men and a dog from the house on 10th Terrace. Investigators believe someone was smoking and the cigarette caught a chair in the living room on fire. The damage estimated at $39,000. Traffic and weather together next.
Good weather this afternoon and again tomorrow. Changes coming Tuesday night and Wednesday. Sunshine for the rest of the afternoon will be in the low 60s. Clear tonight down to 40. Low 60s on Tuesday and mostly sunny. It will be getting gusty in the afternoon. Some changes coming in on Tuesday night with a cold front arriving, low near 45, light rain and drizzle. We've got a chance of showers and thunderstorms on Wednesday, high in the upper 50s. This is staff meteorologist Steve Hamilton, KMBZ Weather.
61 at KCI. It's 60 in Lee's Summit, 61 at your official weather station. I'm Kara Markser. Stay connected with News 98.1 KMBZ and KMBZ.com.
Trucks. 576-7798 if you guys want to weigh in. Story here.
You really just say if you guys want to weigh in. You're such a kidder.
Don't even think about it. Story here out of Fort Worth, Texas, where Mac Beggs captured his second straight wrestling title. The problem is, for some people, is that Mac Beggs, who is a boy now, was born a girl and wrestles in the female division in Texas State Wrestling. Had a record last year of 57-0. This year, 26-0. He's very good. She's very good.
Mm-hmm.
Mac Beggs takes testosterone. Mac Beggs was born a girl and looks like a boy now.
Very much.
Mac Beggs wrestles girls.
Now, I just want to throw this out for consideration. A lot of people are saying this. I did not know this. In Missouri, they wrestle only by weight class, period.
Boys or girls?
Or girls, simple as that. And I had no idea. So if you wrestle
either.
In Missouri, it's weight class.
Is that fair?
I would say yes.
So the boys can play softball? The boys can play volleyball?
I understand what you're saying. We are blurring those lines. I get it.
Let us be honest with one another, if we may. There is a reason that boys play baseball and girls play softball. There is a reason you have a girls' volleyball team and you rarely have a men's or boys' volleyball team. We are built differently. We just are, and that's a fact.
Well, and Mac is now built like a man.
Because he's taking, or she is taking testosterone to become a boy. And it's an unfair advantage. It is an unfair advantage. 576-7798. David in Overland Park. Hello, David.
Hi, Scott. Hi, Dana. How you doing, Seth?
We're doing well, man. Thank you for asking.
Great, great. Well, definitely the transgender wrestler Mac presents a lot of questions. I agree with Dana that for sure he should be wrestling boys. But here's my question that I wanted to throw out there is if Mac has to take testosterone for the rest of his life, does that now give him an advantage over the boys he would be wrestling who can't take testosterone.
No, because they already have it in their system.
I would agree.
And I think that's a good assessment, Scott. But how does his max testosterone and to what extent does it have an effect on his ability to become stronger?
I don't know.
It has an incredible ability to make him stronger.
Well,
testosterone is basically a steroid.
Yes, but is it making him stronger than the boys in his grade and age? I would say probably not. Is it making him stronger than a similarly weighted girl in his age class? Probably yes. He needs to be wrestling with his gender. His gender is male. Let him wrestle with the boys. I agree.
Okay. Well, I appreciate the opportunity to chime in here. Have a great day.
Hey, right. Thank you for calling, David. And someone just wrote in, if they're doping, they should not be competing at all. I see this differently than, quote, doping. This is not Lance Armstrong taking steroids and cleansing his blood every day and reoxygenating himself to get a leg up during the race. This is a medically facilitated gender transition.
What would you think if boys who were wrestling in Missouri were taking testosterone supplements? To get a leg up, clearly to build bigger muscle. I mean,
there are rules against that, though.
But that's my point. So why are there not rules against if you're going to compete as a female, of which Mac Beggs technically was born? Okay, follow me here. Mac Beggs was born as a female. Beggs identifies as a male.
Okay.
But during her competitions, Mac Beggs takes testosterone as part of her transformation from a girl to a boy. Okay. Yet Mac Beggs has to wrestle as a girl because Mac Beggs was born a girl. Then what about the other girls who wrestle? Should they be allowed to take testosterone in an effort to compete?
I see what you're saying. Level the playing field with Mac. No, I think the closest point between two spaces is a line. And the line in this case isn't having all of the other girls start taking testosterone. The closest point between these two points in a straight line is him wrestling with boys.
However, let me throw this out. I know you're going to poo-poo this idea on its face. People who compete are, by and large, competitive. Would you not agree?
Mm-hmm.
Hence the competition.
Of course.
You compete because you're competitive. How long before we start seeing girls who do not, deep down inside, think of themselves as transgender say, well, I need testosterone?
Oh, come on.
Dana?
The level of prescribed medication you have to be on to transfer your gender is going to be nothing like a run-of-the-mill athlete trying to take, you know, creatine or whatever it was called back in the 90s when we were in school. It's night and day.
So I want to take a little bit of testosterone so I can build more muscle mass. You have to let me because you let Mac Beggs take testosterone. You can't make it a banned substance if it's not banned from Mac Beggs.
This is why Mac Beggs just needs to wrestle with males, period.
576-7798. Greg in Overland Park. Hello, Greg.
Hey, guys. How are we doing today?
Hey,
doing
good.
Well, man. Thanks.
So I'd like to share some insight with things. I have two friends who are transgender. They were both born male and transgendered to female. First off, Scott, please quit saying he, she. It's extremely disrespectful. I know Mac will never hear this, but just call him he. That's what most transgender people prefer. Yep.
May I interject for just a moment? I'm trying to explain that he is competing against she's. So it's clear to everyone why we're doing this.
Okay. Want to make sure that it's sort of seen as a disrespectful thing.
I'm not trying to be disrespectful.
Cool. I appreciate that. The other thing I think we need to make a big difference here, and the Texas law needs to make a difference, is that there is gender and there is sex. Sex is what you are. You have an XX or an XY chromosome. That's biological. It's physical. It's there. It's a biological term. Gender is a social term, and transgenderism, having different genders, fluctuating genderism, has been a social construct throughout time, throughout different cultures.
Yeah.
So I think we need to make that line in the sand. The Texas law should say whatever sex you were born, you have to compete in, instead of blurring the line between what sex and gender is, because a lot of people do that. But now the question I would like to pose to you guys, if there was a man or a male that began to transition to a female and was wrestling, would we let her go to the female competition? Do you think there would be any resistance
yes.
to that?
I think there would be resistance, but I would say the same thing. I think you play for the team where you identify. Once you have transitioned, you play for the team where
so
you identify.
So you're okay with somebody who is born a boy, who has made the transition to a girl, playing on the volleyball team or the softball team?
Yes.
Okay.
And then one last thing. In order to take the testosterone medicine, that takes months and months of meeting with psychiatrists, yeah. psychologists to check your mental state. So it's not just like, in your point, Scott, some girls can go, well, Mac's taking testosterone, why can't I?
Right.
Because Mac meets a doctor. Mac meets with a psychiatrist.
I understand, but Greg, please understand my point. And my point wasn't that they're all going to fake that they want to be transgender. I'm not saying that at all. And if I came across that way, then I did a poor job explaining myself. What I'm simply trying to say is, I could see where girls who are competing, who want to be competitive, could say it's not fair that Mac Beggs gets to transition to being a male and take testosterone. And with testosterone obviously comes a buildup of muscle mass. And we are not allowed to do the same competitive edge because we're not transgendered. That's all I was trying to say.
I think you could sort of do that with any medical disease or differentiation. People with diabetes, they have to have a special dietary needs for competition like this. You're like, well, so-and-so has to have a Snickers bar. Why can't I have that? Or you could do that for any medical
But a Snickers bar is not a drug.
Wait, let me give you another example, Greg. We allow, think about the Blade Runner before he killed his girlfriend. Think about the Blade Runner. We allow those with prosthetic blades, those are not legs, those are blades, to compete in things like marathons. And we don't say, well, that's unfair.
Well, they most certainly did say that when, what's his face? I can't remember his name off the top of my head. Pretorius or Pertosis or...
Yes. Oscar.
Oscar, yeah. There was certainly an argument made that he is given an unfair advantage in the Olympics when he was allowed to participate and people screamed from the highest roof, he should not be allowed to participate. He's given an unfair advantage based on the bounce that he gets off these prosthetic legs.
A leg up.
And I agree with that. I think after testing and seeing the results, there's nothing really there.
Really?
I would argue that I believe that the science behind that went into trying to clear the point. It was clear and concise and shows there's nothing there. Otherwise, we'd have people probably lopping off their legs.
Well,
people are that stupid sometimes.
Well, but then that would fly in the face of the argument that girls would not start taking testosterone to get a, quote, leg up on Mac Beggs. If people are going to start, quote, lobbing off their legs, Greg, would you not see where other young ladies would say, well, screw that, I'm taking testosterone because Mac Beggs gets to take testosterone?
I would say that there are professionals and doctors that would allow the prosthetic legs and oversee the procedure, that this person could mentally, physically handle the prosthetics, and they're closely monitored. And then the same thing for Mac. If you're going to go through this transition process, there is a checklist that you have to go through. You have to get the stamp of approval from multiple people that you can start this transition period.
All right. Mac Beggs should play against other boys. I'm with you on that.
I agree.
I'm with you on that. If you are taking testosterone, you are no longer a female competitor. Period.
I agree.
And I don't even know if Mac Beggs has
Mac Beggs would say that. I am male. I identify as male. I am completely transitioning to male. I should be competing athletically against males.
Yes. Now, what about the male that's transitioning to female? You okay with that,
too? I think
too?
The same thing.
Okay.
Yeah, I do.
I mean, we have to be fair. We have to be consistent.
I think there's this misnomer that someone wakes up and says, God, I'd really like to be better at softball. I'm going to go through gender transition. Like, no, nobody is going to do that.
I'm not saying that at all. What I'm saying is I could see where young girls who are competing against Mac Beggs, who is taking an outrageous amount of testosterone to become a boy, become a man, I can see where the women who are competing against him are saying, now, wait a minute.
Yeah, I know.
I'm not looking to transition, but at least I should be able to take some performance-enhancing drugs so that I at least have a fair shot at winning. 576-7798. No doubt.
What?
Really, Rod? I'm Just a Girl by No Doubt.
Yeah, it's a big hit.
Just next on the rotation, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Always is. Let's go to Hunter in Grandview. Hunter, hello.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
It's going well, man. Thank you.
Hey, I just want to talk about this. I don't know if you guys knew this or not, but the that whole wrestler situation, you can go to GNC or Complete Nutrition and pick up a bottle of testosterone supplement anytime you want. It's not the same thing that he's taking. This is a big boost up from that to the,
right,
to the point where, like, I don't know if you've ever heard of him. Vitor Belfort is a UFC fighter who was on TRT, this same kind of testosterone thing, and they told him he couldn't fight if he was on it. This is a grown man fighting other grown men for sport that was told he can't do this because it's a giant advantage.
Does it also make you crazy, Hunter?
It does kind of. It has a slight effect, too. I wouldn't say it makes you crazy, but, I mean, think about some sort of man that, I mean, everybody says there's way too much testosterone in him. I mean, it's...
Yeah.
It's...
The reason I ask is that someone wrote in and they were telling a story about their, I think it was their stepdad. I don't know what he did, but they said he took three or four of these testosterone patches at once and then really actually went crazy. And it said it took like five police officers to get him down. Like he said, like a PCP manic, you know, crazy.
That is very possible. But I don't, the TRT, the testosterone replacement therapy and everything that they do doesn't have that effect it's not to that extent. It does have a big effect on you, but like I said, it's outlawed in UFC and boxing where people are trained to handle this kind of thing. And so at that point, this wrestler should be wrestling with other boys, if wrestling at all, if you wanted to make that argument. I mean, if grown men aren't allowed to do their profession, really, while they're on this thing, why should a high schooler be allowed to wrestle other females when he's trying to become a man? I mean,
yeah,
that's my
own. You bring up an interesting point, Hunter. Should people who are transitioning not be allowed?
I mean, I'm a coach, and so I know the media fiasco that would come to a school if you were to tell a transitioning high schooler they can't wrestle or play sports.
Mm-hmm.
But at that point, there is a advantage that is given. I mean, if somebody, the last caller said if they're identifying as a certain gender, they should be able to do that or whatever. If you're a man and you identify as a woman and you're going to wrestle with women, that you're going to have an advantage. However, if you're a man and you're on estrogen treatments and everything, that's different. If you're in full-blown treatment mode to begin your transition, you should be wrestling or playing baseball or softball or whatever with that gender that you're trying to become. It's totally different.
All right, my friend. Glad to get you in. We have another keyword. Kara, do we have another keyword to cash right now?
Every hour.
Every hour.
And the name of Sam Hill is going on around here.
I'm being told that the only 15 minutes to text in is not a thing anymore.
How many minutes do they have?
They have the hour. And the next hour is a new word, and they have that hour to text
in. So starting in about minute 15, text in the next word.
Oh.
I guess. I don't know. It's very confusing, and there was no meeting.
Well, and someone else said, if they call me to tell me I won, how do I know? I don't want to think it's a robocall and not answer. I don't know.
Damn you, merge with CBS Radio.
It won't be me or Scott. of that, I am certain.
So we don't know if this is 15 minutes or an hour?
Just read the word.
Let's assume you have to get it in 15 minutes until we hear otherwise, please.
What is the word?
Book! Why are you yelling at me?
Book.
But you have to wait for another 30 seconds.
Book. B-O-O-K. You know, there are days I love working with the three of you, and there are days I hate it. This is one of the days I hate.
Coming up next on the Dana and Park Show, should transgendered Nazi sympathizers have access to guns?
Book.
And children. Abortion, legal or illegal, 576-7798. Book, Jesus Christ. The true son of God or just a prophet? 576-7798. Book.
Is your keyword to cash.
B-O-O-K. Text that into 72881.
If you don't know how to spell book, we can't help you.
Book, as in the gospel of Jesus Christ. Let me tell you about my Lord and Savior. Book.
Happening now on KMBZ, Democrats unveil a new bill to ban so-called assault weapons. We'll have more next.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.